Hey there, friend. Welcome to Growth Against the Grain, the podcast where we invite wives and mamas to seek Jesus in the everyday, whether it's laundry or carpool lines or maybe that occasional date night with your hubby. From those seemingly little things to those big conversations that happen every single day. I'm your host, Michelle Castro, and today we're talking about something that I'm actually pretty terrible at. It's simplifying. So if I'm terrible at it, and I'm guessing that maybe some of you are as well, but I'm learning and my eyes are open. I feel like the scales have been falling off of my eyes, especially since our fire. So we had a fire in December of 2022 that really made it very clear. Like when things burn, you realize like, where is my treasure? And so simplifying, I just had this on my heart. I wanted to share this with you because I had something that just came up and I thought, you know what? It's a relaunch. I get to post whenever I want to. So I am giving you two episodes this week in honor of the relaunch. So in my Instagram stories today, I was asking everybody like, hey, what do you think? I actually have three Instagram pages. I just made the third one because I was like, oh, I should have a dedicated Instagram account for the podcast, which I'm like, that's stupid because I'm barely visible on my main one. And why would I add a third one? So I was asking, you know, doing a poll. And of course, everyone's like, bring it down to one, which is exactly what I want to do. And I had this feeling that, okay, how many ways are we not simplifying things? How many ways are we overcomplicating? I feel like I have the gift of making things more complicated at times than they need to be. Can anybody relate to that? Can I get an amen? If you're in your car, just be like, amen, hallelujah, sister, I hear you. That is totally me. And after the fire, so the fire was in our garage, but we had smoke damage throughout the entire house. Our house is small, so of course it permeated like every corner of our little home. So it was a time to go through everything. And I have an episode about that. I will link it in the show notes because I cannot remember exactly what episode it was. But I talked about this as we were going through it. And oh boy, side note, I have major thoughts and advice and help if you ever find yourself in a situation like that. So shoot me a message if you're like, yes, I want to know what to do if you've been hit with like a flood in your house or a fire or because there's a lot of things that we did right and there's a lot of things that we did wrong in handling that situation. So side note over, on to this. So we had two. Have you ever seen those enormous, like large dumpsters? We had two of them out in front of our house, not at the same time, but we filled the first one and then I had another one delivered because we still had so much junk. We are a family of five. My kids are older. So the junk is bigger, whereas maybe if you're toddlers, like it's a lot of little stuff, which you would not be sad at all to get rid of most of that. So it was this time where I personally was the one kind of going through everything because my husband was at work. The girls were in school. So it was me. I came over. It was cathartic. It was awesome. I got rid of so much stuff and I realized how much my treasure was here on this earth. I mean, it's hard. And now it's just hard. And we're a year and a half out from that and we start accumulating little things. And one thing that I have had kind of this theme over the last 6-8 months or whatever is not only it's this carryover from the simplification of the stuff to the simplification of all of the things that we do. You know, not like the tangible things, but the things that we do. And I recently actually backed out of a Bible study that I was a part of because I wanted to do something that was deeper. And now I meet with two ladies that we disciple one another. We are literally sharpening one another. That is another episode I want to talk about is friends and discipleship and digging deep in that kind of stuff. But it was really hard because Bible study is good. It's great, right? But is it like, do you have to do all the great things? And, you know, those activities that we signed up for at school, like, do you have to do all of those? For the longest time, I was the room parent for my older two while they were in elementary school for both classes. And May would hit, and I think this was like the second year, and I was like at my wit's end, and my husband's like, just stop. I'm like, well, I'm in too deep to just stop at this point. Like, I need to finish, but I won't do it again next year. And you realize, like, oh, how many times are we doing all of these things and because they're good things? Nobody else is signing up, so okay, I gotta do it. Well, no, you actually don't. You don't have to. And maybe by you not doing it, because everyone's like, oh, I know, Michelle's going to sign up. So I don't need to do it. So if we keep being the default, then everybody thinks that they don't need to step up. Well, maybe they do need to step up. So I just was hit with this, like, what are the ways in which you are overcomplicating your life with good things? And you're like, oh, but you're harried and you're haggard and you're exhausted and you're frustrated and you're taking it out on your family. If we're overextended in all of these things, good things, maybe not so good things, but if we're overextended, then can we really be serving the Lord? Think about that for a second. If you are overextended and you're doing all of these things, how can you truly serve the Lord? How can you serve your husband? How can you serve your family in a way that is honoring the Lord and bringing him honor and glory? Because I don't know about you, but homegirl over here, when she gets overextended and frustrated, I tend to take it out on those nearest me, and I bark and I maybe yell a bit louder, and I'm, you know, I can't slam doors in all my cabinets because they've got that gosh darn slow close thing. It's annoying, but it's great. Really, it's great. But you know what I'm talking about? Like, you get frustrated and you just like want to slam everything. That's not okay. Like, it's not bringing out the best in us. So my question is, if you are overextended, if you're feeling that overwhelm, if you're feeling like you're just committed to too many things, and the reality is the things that God has called you to, your primary ministry, which are the things within your home, your husband and your children, if you are giving them the crumbs, are you actually honoring the Lord in that? Well, I'm going to give you the answer. It's no. If you find yourself, it's the end of the school year and you have overcommitted. Okay, you got to finish. Got to finish what you can do. But is there a way that you can bring people on board with you? Can you find another mom from that classroom and be like, hey, you know what? I'm just feeling the pressure and the stretch of all of this. Do you think you could come alongside me and partner with me as we finish out this year? And then as the next school year, put maybe a note in your calendar, like a digital note in your Apple calendar, so that when August comes along that it says like, do not sign up to be room parent. You know, don't do it alone. Like, maybe do that. Maybe you need to have that. Maybe you need to remind your husband to remind you, or remind your friend to, or tell your friend to remind you. Because I love 1 Corinthians 10:13. It's so simple. Here's the thing too. Our God is a God of order and simplification. If we're overcomplicating it, are we actually honoring him? So 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. All of it. So if you're overcomplicating and overextending, are you really bringing honor and glory to the Lord? Okay, friends, that's it for today. I do ask you to do three things, if you wouldn't mind. My dogs are going crazy. I think one of my kids just came home, so this is real life. I'm going to ask you to do three things, and if I say it too fast, go into the show notes. One, I'm going to ask you to pray. Pray for me. Pray for this podcast. Pray that the Lord is honored in all that is done here. Two, share it on your socials. Please. It just helps get the word out. And number three, leave a review. And if you would be so kind, if you've left a review in the past and it was really more business focused, go back and maybe, you know, amend that review. Change it to if you feel so led. A friend of mine did this and I was like, oh, that was so sweet. But leave a review. If you're in Apple Podcasts, it would mean so much. Just scroll down the show. If you go to Growth Against the Grain, scroll down and go to where it says review. Leave a review. Leave me a 5-star review. If you don't listen on Apple Podcasts, that's okay too. Wherever you're listening, leave a review. That would be amazing. So thanks so much for being here. I will see you next week. And until then, see Jesus in every conversation.